This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution is become informed. Otherwise, you become, I always say it to you, you become one of them. You don't want to be them. Seriously, you don't want to be them. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you head over to joemessina.com, there's a live chat room there. I always say it. I totally mean it. You have smarter people than myself in the chat room there, and there's so much going on that you can converse with, get involved with. If I'm boring you to death, I'm sure they won't. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, Brad Deck is going to join us right after the break to go through some of the issues, not just happening here in California, but happening all around the country. And there is a lot to keep up on. I know it's tough. I'm doing it every day. It's tough. All right. But let's, you know, some of the stuff that's going on, again, requires you to get involved, to get engaged, to be part of. And it's the only way you win. You win when you bring this stuff forward. You win when you stay on this stuff, on these issues. I'm sorry I keep saying this stuff. I know some of you get really upset with me. Stuff is stuff, though. Get over it. Anyway. Oh, there are states trying to keep, I don't know if you guys know this, trying to keep Donald Trump off the ballot in 2024. Pretty sneaky, though. Well, they're Democrats. What do you want? After three indictments of the former president, I think four now, right? The fourth one in Georgia. Well, we weren't surprised by that, right? The conservative legal scholarship spells out how and why those actions, which were observed by the public over these few months, may disqualify Trump from serving in his presidency ever again. And if you read the Georgia indictment a certain way, as some lawyers have, they talk about how you could be disqualified. Now, there are scholars, real legal scholars, that are constitutional scholars, if you would, that have said in no uncertain terms that nothing can keep him based on what the qualifications for president are, keep him from becoming president. Now, what they're trying to say, though, is that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution states that no person shall hold any office under the United States who, having previously taken an oath to support the Constitution, shall have engaged in an insurrection or rebellion against the same or given aid and comfort to the... He hasn't been... First of all, he hasn't been convicted of any of that. That's number one. Questioning the outcome also is not against the Constitution or the 14th Amendment, for that matter. See, what they're trying to state is that he started, he supported, he allowed the January 6th rebellion to happen, or the riot, whatever you want to call it, to happen. You can't prove it. That's number one. And it's not that you can't prove it, because he's covered it so well. You can't prove it because it didn't happen. Right? Trump didn't make that happen. Trump's Georgia indictment and his federal indictment in Washington cite largely public information. To some new unearthed material, according to the article, to spell out exactly how he engaged in efforts to rebel against the Constitution. And how he gave aid to others. Now again, remember, this is probably being written some left-wing person. Now, it's funny, it's just like they judge shop, right? So now they're scholars shopping. William Bond and Michael Paulson claim to be conservatives themselves, members of the Conservative Federalist Society. They recently published a paper declaring that under the 14th Amendment, Trump's actions render him ineligible to hold office. Isn't that funny that lawyers who know that you're innocent till proven guilty, right, have already got him as guilty? We believe the Georgia indictment provides even more detail than the earlier federal one about how Trump's actions have disqualified him from office. I don't buy any of this, by the way. I'm just telling you about it because it's out there, and they're pushing it. And as I would say, again, you have to have more than just an indictment. You have to have a conviction. But those two scholars who claim they are originalists, the interpretive theory of choice of the powerful Federalist Society and Trump's conservative court appointees, which gives full meaning to the actual original text of the Constitution, demonstrate that no legal proceeding is required. Right? Really? So, in other words, simply being accused all of a sudden. Did the founding fathers, according to some of these people, they had to write every word of everything because they had to realize that at some point in time, common sense would go away. Context clues would go away. People would be so hateful. Now, Washington knew it. He was petrified of parties. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, Brad Dinkus joins us right after the break. Be right back.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to happen. We are back, come see your host. Baby, baby, it looks like it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, get informed. I always tell you, don't be yelling in an ignorant way when you don't have a clue. And this is why I bring on people that do have a clue. Brad Dacus, he is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me as he does every week, kind of give us an insight on what's going on and some of the things that misinformation that we're being told. Brad, always love having you on with me, and I was just talking about how, quote-unquote, two constitutional originalist lawyers says that Trump cannot run for office in 2024 because of the 14th Amendment. They go on to say, as they, you know, call out the amendment, no person shall hold any office under the United States who, having previously taken an oath to support the Constitution, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid and comfort to the enemies thereof. But they go on to say that they don't have to be found guilty.
Yeah. Well, okay. So, the determination has to be made. And if the way the law works is that when a determination has to be made, the presumption is that it must be made in our legal system, in our court system, and under the final discretion and decision of the U.S. Supreme Court. So, just someone making the assertion, the allegation, or the, you know, saying thus it is some third party. No, that's not how our system works, first off. Second, there's no, the evidence doesn't support at all that Trump called for an insurrection or a coup. In fact, when you go through actually word for word, line by line as to what he said at the time that he said it on January 6th, he made a point. He says, we need to obey the law. Do not disobey the law. Be respectful for the, law enforcement. You know, he was going out of his way to say the opposite. Now, is it constitutional before the pronouncement of a president, of the final determination by the Senate, to protest? Yes. Gore did it. Hillary Clinton did it. She had a separate set of state delegates, electors, that she offered in replace of the others. Gore challenged it. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. He challenged the legitimacy of the election before the final determination. And that is exactly what Trump did. And having those people there, the people that were demonstrating, were protesting what they felt was obvious fraud, corruption, and requesting the Senate to hold off and investigate the matter and look at the evidence and as to whether or not certain state electors should be recognized as legitimate or not. That is valid. That's the process. So those two who came out and said, oh, we're originalists, I'm willing to bet that they are politically tied to an opposition candidate without question, and I would give them no credibility at all. It's an insult to those of us who really are constitutionalists and respect and understand the language of the Constitution.
Yeah, it's always amazing to me how some of these attorneys and quote-unquote legal scholars show up and really, truly disregard the law. You don't even have to be a first-year law student to know that they're disregarding the law, if you would. Alan Dershowitz, who is by no stretch of the imagination a conservative, he's come out several times and let those people have it for what they're saying and what they're putting out there. He's appalled by what he sees happening in all of these indictments.
Right. I would say Alan Dershowitz is probably, in my years as an attorney, has been top five, anyway, if not the top one, most revered, most respected on the left side of the liberal side of the aisle, if you will, among constitutional, attorneys and experts. I've debated him before. We've seen things differently when it comes to certain interpretations of the Constitution. But without question, he is extremely respected. He did not vote for Trump. He is not planning on voting for Trump. And he has called it out as outright tyranny. And it is mud on the face of those attorneys who are trying to hold themselves out as some kind of purists when you have the likes of Alan Dershowitz calling you what it is, which is tyranny, and a clear miscarriage of justice, what's taking place with regards to the accusations and the process of being doled out to former President Donald Trump.
Yeah, you know, I've asked you these kind of questions before, and I'm looking at one now that's really driving me nuts. So you know that Trump's Georgia bail was set to $200,000, and there were other provisions put together for him. And I was thinking to myself, I don't know if he can fight this. I mean, really, $200,000 for him is a $10 bill to you and I, right? I get that part of it. But you have people that have beat the tar out of somebody, pistol whipped somebody, shot somebody, robbed a store, and they get let out on their own without bail. This really sounds like prosecutorial misconduct.
Yeah, I believe it is. It is. It's very. They're blatant with their bias. The judge is blatant. The prosecution is very obvious with their bias. It is a sham. And even like with New York, what's taking place there? It's that's a total sham in terms of any or in D.C. any opportunity to get a fair trial. So it's the saddest thing of all of this is it's a major step down in the reliability, the respectability, the dependability of our judicial branch, not just at the state level, but you know even potentially at the federal level with what we've seen with the Department of Justice and what they've done and how they've used it or abused it with regards to the January 6th and those prosecutions. So that's in the long run, no matter how this turns out, the American people are going to be much more cynical, less trusting of being able to have a fair and equal treatment under the law in a court of law. And that is that's a huge step backward for a nation like the United States.
Oh, I totally agree with you. It's gotten to the point now where you know it's coming. You know that somebody else is going to get nailed. A Democrat or a liberal will not get nailed for something that somebody on the right will get nailed for. And who is the special prosecutor? I keep forgetting his last name. Is it Weiss or...
Right.
So, according to the law, he is not allowed to be. He's from within the government, so he's not allowed to be appointed to that position. Where do you take that to get him removed? Based on the law.
Yeah,
You have time to think about this one because we got to go to a break. See, saved by the commercial. Anyway, be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus when we come back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Members of the Teamsters Union are ratifying a 5-year deal at UPS, Brian Shook reports.
That puts an end to the threat of a strike. According to the union, 86% of the members voted for the contract, which will be retroactively in effect starting August 1st. The Teamsters president said it was the best contract in the history of UPS. He said it should be used as a template for worker protection across the country. I'm Brian Shook.
Hawaii officials fear the death toll in Lahaina could still rise sharply in the coming days. The death toll grew by one Monday, now standing at 115. As of Monday night, all destroyed single-story homes were searched for remains. The effort now shifts to multi-story structures. It's believed anywhere from 700 to 850 people are still missing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Don't be your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And as I always tell you, to get informed, get engaged, get the right information, right? Don't spew garbage. That's why I bring on the people I have a clue. Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me, as he does every week, to kind of give us insight as to what's going on out there, what's going on in the law world, well, nowadays in the illegal world or something. But Brad Dacus, tell us about PJI. What do they do?
Yeah, well, we at PJI, or Pacific Justice Institute, we're a national organization with 34 offices now in 24 states. We defend religious freedom, parents' rights against the government, sanctity of human life, all without charge. And we now have, right now, have over, well over 200 cases in active litigation all across the country. And what makes us unique is that we don't just cherry pick a few high profile, you know, cases that will look good from a PR perspective. We actually work hard to make sure that, and our goal is to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road, that everyone gets the help that they need if it falls in our mission statement, and they've got a credible case. You can be assured that PJI will find a way to represent them and so they can have full justice, even if it means taking it all the way to the United States Supreme Court if necessary, and always without charge.
Well, I appreciate you. I appreciate what you're doing. I know people who have, you know, just been helped by PJI, whether it comes to dealing with the Child Protective Services and or the education system, which in California needs a lot of help. Appreciate all the work that you guys do.
Yeah.
All right. So I forgot what I was saying. All right. We're doing away with the Georgia, 200,000 in Georgia bail. And again, that's just a slap in the face of the president. The other thing I thought was really funny is they're actually going to fingerprint him and photograph him. And I think the reason they want to do that is so they can leak it out, right, and make him look like, you know, a real criminal. And I think, knowing Trump, he will have shirts, banners, billboards, right, out there.
Yeah. The other side is in denial. They think that there's going to be a breaking point where the American people are going to suddenly start saying, huh, well, maybe he is a criminal. I mean, look, they just keep treating him like a criminal. Maybe he is a criminal. And they're playing on the stupidity, alleged stupidity of the American people. I don't think they're going to prevail, because I think the American people are far too wise and educated, and they can, you know, look at the evidence or and the lack thereof and realize what a sham this is. You know, like we've mentioned Alan Dershowitz before, very, you know, very sharp, very highly respected. He's a liberal. And many out there from the left and the right who respect the Constitution are calling this out as tyranny, as they should. So I don't think it's going to work. And at the end of the day, you know, the problem is this is going to be delayed and delayed. This will probably carry through the election process, which is a real shame, because you know, it's going to be used as a continual doubt, if you will. Even though, you know, expert jurists and judges are looking at this as a huge sham and an insult to the whole judicial process.
Yeah, they've turned us into a banana republic. They've turned it into a third world nation kind of thing. It's really sad, because it's I don't know if you saw the interview with the Lyft driver out of D.C. This guy came here from Iraq. You know, he was ducking and dodging bullets in Iraq, and he said, I never thought I'd have to do that here. I never thought, you know, from what we read, from what we saw, from what we understood, you know, we thought America was safe. D.C., of all places, was safe. And he's finding out different. And that's really sad, because they're not coming here to get shot at. They're coming here to make sure they don't get shot at, right? So,
yeah, and many cities like D.C. have become like chaotic. Philadelphia, Los Angeles, San Francisco. I mean, the list is growing, where it is at times, you know, chaotic, very dangerous, and it's very shocking to see what's happened. Even, you know, on my show today, we talked about the sharp increase in violence against churches and people attending church. That has gone way up since 1980, when the first church attack took place, as far as people in a church, so it's, you know, it's increasing, and I predict, and here's my prediction, you know, we'll see if this is right, Joe, but I predict that you're saying, here's Mr. Optimist again, but I predict that starting in the red states, we're going to see a take two of what we saw in the 80s, the anti-crime movement, and we're going to see stricter penalties, harsher, you know, prosecution with regards to criminals and crime. And at the same time, depending on the outcome of the 2024 election, we could also see some major judicial reforms to prevent this kind of politicized weaponry by district attorneys who do not respect their commitment to equality of treatment and neutral treatment under the law.
Well, like you say, Mr. Optimist, I hope you're right. I think there's been a lot of damage done. I think that the education system over the last couple of decades have really turned our kids against us. I was just having a conversation with a military person today, a recruiter type. We're under the impression that the reason we can't get, you know, new recruits in is because of what's being taught inside the military, you know, the garbage that they're having to go through. He informed me that the other problem, the bigger problem, is these kids, when they show up, they're not ready for life. They're not ready for adversity. You know, they have a whole bunch of problems with sticking through and pushing through things. So that is just a big an issue, if you would.
It is. It is. It's the strength of our military is only as strong as the those in the military in terms of their character, their resolve, and their preparation. And our society today, unfortunately, has given greater disrespect for authority, for trust, and even the value of the flag that they're fighting to defend, the history of this nation, which they are to cherish, and to inspire them to go into battle to defend our nation. So, you know, we've really done a lot to weaken those in the military. And of course, Secretary of Defense Austin, his sweeping through with an intolerant attitude and even, I would call it, bigoted attitude towards the many who had sincere religious beliefs and convictions against being vaxxed and having them all discharged, that made no sense. It weakened our military and some of the most talented, skilled people, Navy SEALs, people with high technology, proficiency with military weapons, were booted out for something totally stupid, illogical, not supported by science. You know, I think he will go down as probably one of the most incompetent, inferior incompetent secretaries of defense in U.S. history. He did more to weaken our country than anyone in China has ever done, and it's a disgrace. Other than that, I'm sure he's a nice guy.
That's the side of you I like, Brad. I know you're a real optimist, but you know sometimes evil is just evil. These people are just flat out evil, and again, amazing to me. As to what's going on and the stuff that's coming up and that we need to open our mouths about. I mean, you and I were talking during the break about the Christian student who was suspended 3 days for telling classmates about Jesus. And, you know, people think that he, what do you do, walk into the classroom, he got up on the chair and the desk and started screaming, you know, no Jesus, no peace, you're all going to hell. He didn't do that at all. He was having conversations with some of the other kids in the schools that were actually started by them and... We have to go commercial. So we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus after the break.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming. So, we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring it back on. Brad Dinkins joins me as he does every week. Gives us an idea of what's going on in the law, what's real, what we've heard, what we think we've heard, what we know to be truth. I mean, because a lot of you guys, you know, you're all Facebook attorneys. Doesn't work. I'll tell you what, just doesn't work. And Brad, A, thanks for joining me. And B, let's talk a little bit more about this Christian student, or the student was suspended for 3 days for simply talking about Jesus. And frankly, if you know the details, it wasn't that he was proselytizing, was it?
Right. Students asked him questions, and he responded. And these kids were apparently, you know, their attitude was one of anger and hatred towards people of faith and those who believed in Jesus. And so they badgered him, they bullied him, and they asked him. They said, "So you're a Christian? So you think? How do you think you go to heaven? Well, you have to believe in Jesus, and you know, as your Lord and Savior, and that's how you get to heaven. He died on the cross for your sins. And so, you know, I believe in Jesus." And then they just tore in on him. And then they complain. It says, he's talking about his faith. As if somehow there's a constitutional right for not to be exposed to people of faith or what people of faith say or share, especially when you ask them a question. I mean, it is insane. absolutely insane. We at Pacific Justice, we've taken on these kinds of cases all the time, and we always win. I think he has a very, very strong case, and I think at the end of the day, that school district had better get their act together, apologize for the suspension, apologize to the parents, to the student, take it off his record, and adopt policies to make sure that this doesn't happen again. But this is outrageous, it's disgraceful, and it's very revealing of public education in the 21st century.
Yep, totally agree with you. And again, it we need trustees like myself across the country that are willing to step up for these kids, back these kids up, you know, and stand there with them. Man, I've threatened several times that if somebody does something like this again or tries something like this, I'll just get my Bible out. I'll sit there and start reading the scripture out loud. Go ahead and call the police. I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, right?
And Joe, I think you would. I think you would.
Thank you. And from an elected official standpoint, I have every right to be on campus. So it's not like a parent that they're throwing off of campus. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And but we need more school board members like you, like what you just said, who are not going to look at this and as acceptable, but instead, you know, go to bat and make sure that students who come from families of faith, who have faith,
yep,
are not belittled, treated like second-class citizens, and even suspended. The proper action they should have taken was they should have brought those other kids in the principal's office and said, look, you do not harass kids because of their faith.
Yeah.
If he wants to share his faith, if you ask him, you are to be tolerant, and if you don't want to listen to what he says, you can walk away.
Yep.
But you don't belittle, you don't harass people because of their faith. If that happened in the workplace, they'd be sued under Title VII.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in a heartbeat. You know, when that whole thing came down calling parents domestic terrorists, and there was a conversation here in California about how to remove a parent from the boardroom or the meeting or what have you, I pseudo-threatened my board. I said, look, if speaking like that makes them a domestic terrorist, then I will step down, not for the board, but I'll step down and speak as a parent or just a regular citizen. I'll go down there at the podium. Go ahead and drag me out as a domestic terrorist. I'd love to see that happen. And
yeah,
it kind of squelched things a little bit. But we need to push back on them.
We do. And the Department of Justice, working with the FBI to pronounce this investigation that they're going to be looking for domestic terrorists at school board meetings across the nation. It was just a big intimidation ploy by the FBI and the Department of Justice and the teachers' unions to try to silence and intimidate Soviet Union style parents from speaking out and having redress at school board meetings, something that they're constitutionally protected to have, to be able to have redress with government at such public hearings. I was at a public hearing recently, a school board meeting, and in Kern County, and the chairman of the board, he goes, well, I just think we won't have any public comment. I'm just going to get rid of a public comment because I don't sense a very positive attitude of the people here. And the attorney sort of nudges him and, you know, whispers to him. He goes, oh, well, okay, I guess I can't do that. So,
what an idiot. So he goes, no, here's a man. Wait a minute. Here's somebody who took an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the state of California. I know. I had to take the same oath and doesn't even know that the Constitution doesn't allow him to do it.
Yeah. He said, okay, well, then we're going to postpone and delay the public comment. We're going to have closed doors and deal with closed door matters first. And then when we're all done, then we may have it. We'll have it later on sometime. Hoping people would leave and just try to stall them, and but it didn't work, and they ended up, you know, hearing the voice of the people. But it's that kind of tyranny. Well, you know, Pacific Justice, we were there, and we made sure they knew loud and clear the potential legal ramifications of some of the policies that they had and their need for reconsideration.
Just amazing. Somebody asked me, and you've said it a million times, I probably should take notes, but at one point you had said that the Supreme Court, quite many decades ago, said that unequivocally parents have a right to direct and guide their children's education and, you know, health needs or health requirements,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, it's at Myers v. Nebraska, as well as Pierce versus Society of Sisters, and Wisconsin v. Yoder, for that matter. Courts, you know, about 100 years ago, I mean, strong, unequivocal, unchallenged Supreme Court case law held that parents have this fundamental right over their children's education, upbringing, health, welfare, religious and moral instruction. I mean, the case law pretty much covers it. And they have a fundamental right, which means in order for government to intrude in these areas, they have to show a compelling state interest narrowly tailored to the most least restrictive means of furthering that compelling state interest. So parents have a great constitutional case law, and make no mistake, we at Pacific Justice Institute are using it over and over again more aggressively than we ever have, especially with the Supreme Court that we now have. Courtesy of appointments of former President Donald Trump.
Yeah, you know what? I would like it, Brett, and I know you're a busy guy, but if you could do a couple of bullet points on that and you could maybe even write a couple of paragraphs about it. And the reason I say that is more and more people, there are plenty of people who believe they don't have a right once, you know, to public school and teachers, and it's not true. It's just so not true. And I think if parents were a little bit more informed on this, and I'd put it up on my website, I'd send it up my email blast, maybe even put a link to a quote-unquote a PDF type of thing on your website, because it is getting to the point where people don't feel like they have any rights, and they don't think that SCOTUS has stuck up for them, but they already have, haven't they?
Oh, they definitely have. And also in Tinker vs. Des Moines Unified School District, the Supreme Court said that students' fundamental free speech rights do not stop at the schoolhouse gate. You know, that's a classic, and I wish that school district dealing with that 10-year-old student that they just suspended for mentioning the name of Jesus, you know, they need to read that case because they're going to find themselves in deep trouble if they don't correct their ways very, very quickly.
Well, you know, I'm involved to a degree in this stuff, and it always comes back with the attorney for the district's will always say is yes, but safety of the children trump that. And, you know, if we feel like there's an issue where it may, you know, you've heard the judge, I think it was here in California, where kids that were wearing the American flag on Cinco de Mayo were told that they had to take the shirts off, turn them inside out or whatever, while the Mexican flag was being flown at the school. And that created, you know, a big riff, if you would.
Yes, yes, and that was unconstitutional. I believe that was outright clearly unconstitutional, just as it would be unconstitutional for the school to on a patriotic day, say Washington's birthday, President's Day, for the students to wear the American flag and not allow students from other countries to wear T-shirts with their flag.
Correct.
It's the same way. It goes both ways. It's also indicative, unfortunately, Joe, it's indicative of the ignorance of those, as you know, in administrative roles in our public schools. I mean, it's such a shame. It's disgraceful when you realize, you know, how basic these principles are.
Yep.
And, you know, some of them have PhDs in education, and they can't even, you know, deal with basic issues like this that are pretty cut and dry that even the average American can see and understand.
Totally agree with you. It's such a frustration for me, some of these trustees that you know, swear to uphold the Constitution but couldn't tell you what it is, where it is, or where it's in there. It just makes me nuts. All right, we're up against the time. Tell people how they support you, help you, and get services from PJI.
You bet. And we're going to have a Zoom call tomorrow at 2 o'clock if they want to register for it. We're going to talk about Satan clubs and how we should address them. Effectively, and that's it. Just go to pji.org, pji.org, and we're gonna have a copy of it on our website after the Zoom call.
All right, Brad, always a blessing. God bless. Keep up the good work, people. pji.org. I'll be back in a few minutes, and we'll have some real fun.